Time for another in our series of Geelong Falcons in profile ahead of the 2021 AFL National Draft. This young man is St Joseph's product. They have produced many over the journey. He's a big unit too at 194 centimetres and 91 kegs. He turned 18 back in August. He played two GFL senior games with St Joey's this year. We got to see one of them on K-Rock Football early in the year. It was against Newtown and Chewell. 10 NAB League games, was named fullback in the NAB League team of the year. He's been compared to Nick Haynes, and he's a very impressive young man. Oscar Morrison, welcome to K-Rock.
Thanks, King. I appreciate you having me.
It was great to watch you in action for St Joey's earlier in the year. There was two Morrisons running around, which confused us. The old timer, Zach, and yourself. Did you learn much off him playing down back with him?
Yeah, he's a good player, good, very strong one-on-one defender, so it was obviously good to have him sort of teaching me some craft and how to play on some taller opponents, being a little bit undersized, but yeah, he was invaluable back there and it was good to learn from him.
Trying to remember who you played on that day against Newtown. Do you remember who you had as an opponent?
On the Anzac Day game, I played on Bosley for a little bit, I think.
Against South, yeah, we called that one. Yeah, we actually called both your games, actually.
Yeah, so him for a little bit, he was probably one of the tougher opponents. So, yeah, he was probably the one that sticks out.
Yep. Cora, talking about South Barwon. Of course, you were a South Barwon great yourself. But Oscar Morrison, if you're an AFL recruiter, what do you like about Oscar that sees him potentially going in the draft next week?
Oh, firstly and foremost, his dedication to where he wants to get to, mate. Obviously, watching him this year and the way his preparation and leading into training, the way he actually trains, and I guess he's a leader amongst the group to show the way for the younger boys coming through. And his dedication to his craft, you know, wanting to get better, seeking out feedback and taking that feedback on board. And then, you know, in games as well. And I think his real strength in games of what we saw this year is his ability to read the play behind the ball, his ability to come off his opponent and intercept, which is a real strength, and his strength in the air. And then to provide a bit of rebound off that defensive half for us as well throughout the year was really pleasing as well. And I think the most pleasing thing that we found with Oscar this year was that we challenged him, Domsey and I, and we said we'd love to see you sort of play as a bit more of a key defender on some bigger bodies and then go to work on that. And he took to the challenge and he just went, yep, no worries. Because I said, that'd be great for recruiters to see as well, that we see this intercepting, you know, second or third tall and come across and intercept, but to lock down on a, you know, key forward and be able to do that, which he did throughout the year. And then we released him again at the back end of the year. So it proved that he can, you know, nail down on someone if he needs to and defend and use his defensive craft and then also use his attacking weapons, which is reading the game, taking intercept marks and then providing some offensive drive.
For those who don't know, give us a bit of the Oscar Morrison background with your footy and how it's come to be that you are at the stage where you hope to be seeing yourself called out by an AFL club.
Yeah, so I started my junior career. I'm not sure too many people would know this, but I played 4 or 5 years down at Thompson in the juniors down there. So that was where it all started. And then I played with my mates for a year down at St Albans. And when I started going to Joey's for high school, I moved to St Joey's Junior Footy Club and been there all the way through. I'm not probably the typical sort of journey. I didn't make the young interleague squads, got cut from stuff, and then sort of made the under-15s Falcons team, under-16s, and then just played for the Falcons ever since. So that's sort of been who I've played for all the way through.
Yep. And then throw in, obviously, you get the NAB League opportunity with the Falcons, but a bit of first 18 footy with St Joseph's as well. Thankfully, got to play a bit this year.
Yeah, for sure. So I've played, obviously, school football, which has been an amazing opportunity with such a rich history down at the college, playing with some really good mates at a school that has a really good culture, in my opinion. Was a really great opportunity, and to captain the first 18 side this year was an amazing to lead it. Co-captain with my best mate Jack McMahon as well was an awesome opportunity I'm very grateful for.
And you captained the school as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What is that like to be school captain? Obviously a massive honour to, I suppose, be voted by peers to hold that leadership role, but the responsibility that comes with that, how's that, I suppose, helped you grow, not just, you know, I suppose, it's not, it probably helps your footy in a little way with leadership, but just as an individual.
Yeah, look, that school captain position was something that I dreamed of ever since year seven. And I was very grateful, humbled and honoured when I was given that opportunity by my peers and teachers heading into year 12. And it was just an opportunity that I wanted to grasp with both hands. And I felt like myself, along with the other leaders in year 12, along with also Sam Carella and Ashley Crook, the leadership coordinators at the school, we were really able to positively influence the culture of the school and make it a more enjoyable place for us to attend. And I just felt like I was really proud that we were able to do that And it also taught me some valuable life skills, like learning how to plan out events, manage people. So I was really grateful for the learning opportunities that it gave me.
Did you see that at the Falcons, that you had a natural born leader among the group?
Absolutely, mate. And you could see it even with the defensive end when he just, you know, took control down there at times, and being able to sort of torch the group. And I think what he is he's such a good a personal person in front of the group, but what he also does is his actions lead the way also on the field. So you sort of get best of both worlds from Moss, which was really pleasing.
How do you reckon that stacks up with recruiters when they see, you know, college captain, first 18 captain on those on the resume, as a, you know, not just as a footballer, but as, you know, as a person?
Huge, because they know they don't have to worry about him too much. They know that he's just going to dive into a program. He's not going to give him, you know, any off-field dramas in what he does outside of football, and that he's going to be good for their culture when he does come in.
Although we hadn't mentioned Everett on an earlier edition of this, and he was talking about being interviewed by clubs, and they asked him the silliest thing that he'd done, and he reckons the silliest thing he'd done was jump into the river with the phone still in his pocket. Did you cop that question from any of the clubs that you spoke to?
No, I haven't copped that question from any clubs.
Okay, you're getting it from me.
The silliest question I've done.
The silliest thing you've done?
Silliest thing I've done. It's a great question. I'm not sure I want to tell you, Kingy, but I honestly have no idea. I'll get back to you.
Fair enough. How many clubs have you spoken to?
I've spoken to about half. So
okay.
I've spoken to Geelong, had some good discussions with them, Carlton and Adelaide, some quality chats with them as well. So obviously a few of those clubs would just be sort of touching base and seeing what you like. The draft. Got to get a little bit lucky as well. Different teams have different needs. Might just be right person at the wrong time. So all these things have got to align for you to get picked up. But I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to even speak to these clubs. It's something I've dreamed of since a young child, and it's been a really great opportunity this year.
When did it come to you that you thought you could make a career potentially make a career of being a footballer? Is there a certain moment through your junior footy where you go, gee, I reckon I'm a sniff here?
I'd sort of always had the support of my friends and family, that they sort of probably believed in me more than I believed in myself for quite a long period of time. And I sort of, getting cut from those young squads when you're sort of a young person, you haven't quite matured yet, you sort of think, maybe I'm not good enough. But then I was given the opportunity to play in the under-15s V-line team by Brendan Forsman, and I sort of played in the ruck then, as sort of an undersized ruckman, and that really gave me the confidence after stringing together a couple of good games that, you know, maybe I could make a career out of this. And then that sort of transitioned into a good pre-season with the Falcons under-16s, some Vic Country footy, and to be honest, I think really this year is when it sort of started to believe in myself and think this could be a goal.
Yep. Kevin Sheens compared you to Nick Haynes. I mentioned that at the start of our interview. It's a fair comparison. He's the number 19 from the Giants, is a fairly handy type.
Yeah, he's a very good player, Nick Haynes. If I could be half the player that he's turned out to be, I'd be very happy. It was funny that he made that comparison. I remember for a long time he was my favourite player. Several times I've YouTubed his highlights and sort of watched what he's done. So to be compared to him was really surreal. I even used to copy his hairstyle a little bit, so getting compared to him was very surreal, and I'm sure I'll be thanking Shifter if I see him the next time.
Wouldn't mind ending up at the Giants.
Yeah, oh, look, that'd be an awesome opportunity. Cam Fleeton, one of my good friends, is there at the moment. He's a great person as well, as a great footballer. And the young core that they sort of got down there would be a great environment to step into, and I think that that could help foster my football and allow me to develop even more as a player and a person.
Well, the Giants haven't minded a Falcons defender over the journey. Connor Iden there, obviously Cam Fleeton, as you mentioned, and hopefully, well, Oscar Morrison potentially, depending on what unfolds next week. In your game, not everything's perfect. Is there an area of your game, is there a weakness or an area of your game that you think that, gee, I tell you what, I could really benefit from being on an AFL list, and that will improve through consistent, I suppose, being on the track?
Yeah, look, I've been pretty open in my communication that generally as a tall prospect, you're sort of seen as a little bit more raw, and I'm not that polished top 10 type that every club dreams of, but and there's certain areas, like I'm still pretty skinny, there's certain areas like that I'd like to fill out in the AFL system. You can always work on your kicking more, your craft, the intricacies of when to go and when to defend. So they're the things I'd be working on in an AFL club for sure.
Yep. Still got a bit of growing to do height-wise, you reckon, as well. You won 94, but I suspect you haven't topped out yet.
Oh, look, I've got my fingers and toes crossed, Kingy. I'm hoping that I've got a couple of centimetres left in me, but who knows? I was 193 at the start of the year, so, you know, a boy can only dream.
Weight-wise, another 4 or 5 kilos wouldn't hurt?
Yeah, look, same sort of deal. I was 86 at the start of the year, and I'm up to 91 now, so I feel like as long as I can keep my running capacity up, which I feel is a strength of my game, I'll be looking to still add some size for sure.
Yep. You happy to go interstate if that was the case? I did mention the Giants before and you didn't seem to have an issue, but you take the opportunity wherever it comes.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think I'd be silly not to be open to that possibility. It's a great opportunity to play AFL football for a career. Many people dream of it and miss out, so I'd be forever grateful if an interstate club gave me that opportunity, and my family are fully supportive of that prospect.
Yeah, absolutely. Who did you barrack for growing up? Well, who do you barrack for? You can say until you get drafted.
Yeah, go for Carlton.
Do you? Lose.
Yep.
Wouldn't mind being there with Walshy.
Yeah, no, that'd be an amazing opportunity. Go on to school with him for a few years when we were together. He's a great person, and I'd love to tag along with him in the pre-season. He's obviously been pretty well documented of how hard he works, and I feel I could definitely learn a lot off him, and he could help develop me as a footballer, and I feel that we could definitely bounce ideas off each other, and it'd be a great opportunity.
You could go from playing with Henry one year to playing with Sam.
Yeah, I feel like there will be a little bit of adapting. They're not the most similar of people, but no, that's all right, each their own.
How is Henry 200 odd centimetres and Sam about 186 or whatever he is?
Yeah, I can't work that one out.
I'm sure that's just, he's and obviously we won't talk about Henry and the little move down to Colac that
a bit.
Didn't see that one coming.
I don't speak to the great man that often, but I saw it in the paper, and I was like, good on him. I know that he loves farming. I've had a few people sort of ask me, surprised that he hasn't pursued his AFL career, and most people pursue that because they love football, and he sort of found an occupation that he truly loves. So if you've already found that, then why deviate from that? Is my point of view.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Now, if you wasn't to work out as an AFL footballer, what's Oscar Morrison got planned in terms of a career or a passion outside of football that you'd like to pursue?
Yeah, I feel like I'd like to pursue something in the law or business sort of niche. I did business management and legal studies this year at school, and they were probably two subjects that really took to me a little bit. So I'd be looking to maybe study a business, international business course at Monash, or law commerce degree at Deakin.
You did a bit of literature this year too.
Yeah, I did a little bit of literature.
Bit of Othello, bit of Shakespeare.
Yeah, we did a little bit of that. Shout out to Kate McLaren, great teacher. Good luck with your journey down at Geelong College next year. Being a literature student this year was a great opportunity. Being probably a little bit left of centre in the studies, most of the state does English. It was a great opportunity to really delve into a different perspective of life and how things can be interpreted. So that was a great opportunity as well.
Yeah. Does that then change, I suppose, how you interpret just anything in life, that you're a bit more open-minded, that, you know, things aren't necessarily black and white?
Yeah, and you've really got to overthink. I think a lot of the writing, there's some things that are written that you've sort of got to make some stuff up to really piece it all together. But it does. It gives you a different perspective. We had to write in the exam on a piece from a certain perspective that I would have never done before. So that was a new opportunity, and good learning curve.
Do you get asked often if you're related to Nina?
No, I don't.
You don't cop that?
Nah, not really. Well, I have once or twice, but nah.
Another Morrison at Geelong wouldn't be the worst thing in the
exactly.
In the world. Anything from the clubs that they asked you that you've gone, that's a bit left of centre, or anything that, don't name the club, just, but was there a question that sort of threw you or anything like that in the chat you've had?
Similar to your earlier question, a club asked me, what's something that you wouldn't want us to know about you?
Yep.
Sort of looked at them and like, why would I tell you that? So I won't tell my answer, but I sort of thought that was a little bit strange. I've had clubs ask me, what's your favourite Netflix show? And
what is it?
I like Suits.
Oh,
good show. Arrow as well.
Harvey Specter.
Yep.
Yeah, he's good.
He is very motivating.
Have you watched all of it?
I couldn't tell you. I've been one of those people that sort of jumps in and out of it.
Right, okay, no spoiler alerts then.
No.
Harvey and Donna end up together. Oh, spoiler alert.
I'm done.
It had me very, yes, I think everybody very intrigued for a heck of a long time.
Good show.
Yeah, there's a Harvey Specter in all of us, I think, yeah, or wanting to be Harvey.
We'd like to think so, exactly.
Yeah. The way he talked about how he's mates with Michael Jordan and all that sort of, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
Simple friends. The last couple of years, and Cora touched on this in our chat with Cooper White, that the challenges thrown over the last 2 years with schooling and the stop-start nature, how have you tackled that, and how have you been able to compartmentalise everything and, you know, study, football, life, when we're in the midst of a pandemic?
Yeah, my philosophy throughout the whole last 2 years has sort of just been control what you can control. There's been people that have stressing out about things like COVID lockdowns, and that's extremely stressful, but we've just sort of tried to control what we can control. I can't decide what Dan Andrews is going to do, so I'll just do my bit and play my role so that we could get out of it as soon as possible in a good position. Like you said, it's been very stop-start, and a little bit unfair, I guess. I'm sure there's plenty of people that maybe didn't quite have that level of dedication throughout that maybe aren't in the position that they otherwise could have been.
Yep.
But I feel like those people that have really been able to be dedicated, self-motivated, have really benefited throughout the time.
Yep. Did you ever find yourself in front of your Year 12 cohort going, all right, boys, doing a bit of a, you know, follow me sort of chat?
Yeah, sometimes you've just got to say, boys, this is the way, come with me. We've given a few speeches in football in front of the school, even at the end of the year, just sort of speaking to next year's crop of Year 12s at the school and saying sort of, this next 12 months is up to you. What you do with it is up to you. Make the most of it, because it's only ever going to happen once. So, we gave some of those speeches, and hopefully next year's crop can make a positive influence as well. And I'm confident that our cohort was able to make a difference. And even at the Falcons, I feel like we've left the Falcons in a better position for years to come as well.
How do you see yourself spending draft night? I suspect you probably are resigned to the fact you're probably not going first round. If you're going to be hearing Oscar Morrison called out, it's round two onwards. So is it Thursday night where you plan a bit of a get-together?
Nah, I don't reckon I'll plan a get-together. I'm a little bit too sceptical about that. I'm sure it would be amazing if you did get picked up, but I'm not sure I'd be wanting to be around people if I was if I missed out. It's funny though, but the rookie draft is on the next day at 3:20, and I've got my valedictory dinner speaking in front of 1,000 people that night, hour later. So that'll be a interesting couple of hours, but fingers crossed it goes the way we want it to.
Now, in the old days, the St Joseph's graduation valedictory dinner was out at Deacon in the gym out there. Where do they hold it these days?
It's at GMHBA now. If the Cats want to pick me up, and tell them they're free to.
Drafted at 3:20, photo opportunity at 4:30, into the suit at 5:30, valedictory dinner for my last beer that you'll have for a heck of a long time.
That'd be awesome. I'd be very grateful for that.
Absolutely. Oscar, been great to watch your progress. Fantastic to see you play some GFL senior footy this year, but obviously what you did at NAB League level was fantastic to make, obviously, the team of the year. I just want to ask you, who was the toughest forward you found yourself coping with during the year that you might find themselves on an AFL list?
Oh, look, I played on Sam Darcy for a bit, and I felt like I was able to match up on him pretty well, but, mate, he's
only giving up 10 centimetres.
Yeah, he's a unicorn. He's an unbelievable talent, and whatever AFL club gets him is going to get a very good player for a long time, probably the Bulldogs, obviously.
I was going to say the Dogs be filthy if he's not. Yeah. Dog supports be filthy.
Yeah, no, he's just the way he moves at his size. There was one goal he kicked where I felt like I was right on his toes, and he just picked it up. One step, snapped it from 50 at 204 centimetres, and I just sort of looked up and scratched my head. I'm like, boys, what do you want me to do about that? But he's a very good player, so he's probably the best player I played on.
Cora, anything you'd like to throw in with young Oscar before we let him go and let him focus on hopefully getting drafted?
I just think he's got a very balanced lifestyle, so I think when you're looking at, you know, potential recruits, you know, these days, that, you know, boys that can walk into an AFL list and then know what they want to achieve, you know, off the field as well, only helps their football progress. And I think, you know, you do see a lot of boys come in, it's just footy, 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 and they just get burnt out with it. Whereas I think Oscar's got a pretty balanced, I guess, look on life the way it is. And I think if he is, you know, fortunate enough to get picked up, which I hope he does, I think he can offer a lot from a football sense. But his football just growing leaps and bounds because, like I said, he's in a program 24/7 and he's able to, you know, utilise the resources that they have and work on his craft and his body.
Oscar, we wish you the very best of luck and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us in here at K-Rock.
Thanks, King. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak to you today.